This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Super Tuesday's right around the corner, and March 10th not far behind it. Voters who delivered a Michigan primary victory to Bernie Sanders in 2016 are once again being asked for their support. Many of the Democratic contenders poll pretty well in Michigan, but Bernie Sanders looks strong at this point in the contest. We've invited two polling professionals to talk about how much movement we can expect in the field over the next few weeks. Bernie Porn is a partner and president of the research and survey firm Epic MRA. Welcome.
Glad to be with you.
And Adrian Hemond is a Democratic strategist and the CEO of Grassroots Midwest, a political consulting firm in Lansing. Adrian, good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about who is mounting the biggest challenges against Bernie Sanders in the primary as of this moment. Adrian, how do you see that?
Well, right now, it seems like there are a couple of candidates that have a chance to secure the nomination who are not named Bernie Sanders. Former Vice President Joe Biden is still very much in the running. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has enough money that he can't be discounted. The remainder of the candidates, it's getting harder and harder to see a path to the nomination.
You know, somebody said to me yesterday of the University of Michigan basketball team, they're not the front runner, but I don't want to play him.
Yeah.
It seems like that's how people are feeling about Mike Bloomberg these days.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Michael Bloomberg could spend as much money as both the Clinton and Trump campaigns spent in 2016, and he'd still be one of the 10 richest men in the world.
Bernie Porn, do you see other candidates as still being viable at this stage?
Well, that's going to depend on the South Carolina primary. If, in fact, Joe Biden wins by the 20-point margin he has in the most recent poll, I think that that could have an impact on the Super Tuesday primaries, especially those where there's a large African-American contingent of voters. But right now, in terms of Michigan, Bernie Sanders leads with 30% on the average of all the polls, followed by Biden at 18, with Bloomberg at 16, and then behind that is Warren at 12, Buttigieg at 10, and Amy Klobuchar at 5. And I don't see a path for Warren, Buttigieg, or Klobuchar. And I am assuming that after Super Tuesday, why they may have to decide to get out, although with the kind of money that can be raised online, it's not like it used to be, where if you don't raise money through the normal method of fundraising, when you run out of money, you have to get out. They have more money than candidates have had in the past.
Bernie Porn, what is Senator Sanders' ground game like? Is that something that's impacting his polls this time around?
Well, his ground game, I think, is excellent. Look at what he did in Nevada. He was not expected to perform as well as he did. And the Culinary Union was staying out of the race, but they went directly to the casinos, and they were able to develop a level of support among Latino voters that I think surprised everyone.
Right. And we should, just to recap, they decided not to endorse, which was very unusual for them, because they differ with Senator Sanders on Medicare for All, having negotiated really strong health care plans for their members.
And if you look at especially the fundraising that he's been able to accomplish, I think that he's in a very strong position and is probably the odds-on favorite to go into the convention with the largest number of delegates. And I think, according to 538, Nate Silver's group, they estimate that he's going to have at least 1,500 delegates and could potentially have 1,700 plus. If he has that many, I think it's going to be difficult to deny him the nomination.
Adrian Hemond, in 2016, when Bernie Sanders brought home what a lot of people thought was a surprise win in Michigan, many attributed it to the fact that he showed up and he touched base with important voters in a way that the Clinton campaign did not. Do you think winning in 2016 led to more focus in the Sanders campaign this time around? Maybe even, dare we say, more focus in Michigan?
You know, I think that there's probably an element of that. Michigan's a state that Senator Sanders needs to win. He won here in 2016. Any sort of strategy that Jeff Weaver and his campaign team are putting together is going to involve him winning Michigan to get to the number of delegates that he needs in order to be the nominee. So I do think that they're very focused on it. The disadvantage that they've got is he's not the only progressive choice in the race. In 2016, it was a sort of heads-up race with former Secretary Hillary Clinton, who was seen as the moderate option, and he was the sort of progressive option running from her left. But now you've also got Elizabeth Warren in this race that's trying to claim that mantle. And I think that muddies the water a little bit for Senator Sanders. I still expect him to win Michigan. But I don't think that he's going to get anywhere close to the same number of votes that he did last time. And with the new delegate rules, I don't know that it's going to be as important for him this time.
Let's say that Bernie Sanders wins the primary in Michigan, but maybe things go sideways for him on Super Tuesday and he doesn't get the nomination. Adrian, what happens to those voters? Do they stay home?
You know, I'm not sure. There are two different schools of thought here. One school of thought is that Senator Sanders expands the electorate by dragging young people into the general electorate who normally wouldn't be there. And if he's able to do that, then obviously he's in a strong position to win. That has not been done before. Young people in general don't vote very much, certainly not at the rates that middle-aged folks and seniors vote at. So I do think that there are some folks who are less likely to vote if Senator Sanders is not the nominee because of the enthusiasm that he engenders there. The flip side of that is that Senator Sanders also turns off a lot of middle-of-the-road voters in suburban areas where Democrats have been performing quite well lately. Indeed, those suburban areas are what led to the Democrats flipping the U.S. Congress in 2018. And so, you know, you're sort of deciding between two different bets. Do you go with a more moderate candidate that can shore up the suburbs and continue Democratic expansion there? Or do you try to change the nature of the presidential electorate by piling more young people into it? One of those strategies has been tested a number of times in presidential politics, and it's not Senator Sanders' strategy.
Bernie Porn, do you remember what happened to Michigan's Sanders supporters in 2016 after Hillary Clinton got the party's nomination? I mean, that was kind of a critical factor, wasn't it?
I think that a lot of his supporters sat on their hands and did not participate. And she also had a problem attracting African-American voters to the polls. 1 week out, we had a 4-point lead for Hillary over Trump. And given the way the trend line had been headed down for her in terms of the lead she had, she went from 11 down to 7, and then the Comey letter dropped it down to 4. We assumed it was going to be a very close election and thought that the determining factor would be how many African Americans turned out, and sure enough, they brought everyone in, Bill Clinton, the president, the former president, and a number of others, but were unable to really turn out the black vote, and hence Hillary lost by 10,000 votes.
Right.
This time, it is a question as to whether or not Bernie can turn out younger voters. 56% of the voters are age 50 and over the turnout in a general election. And it's doubtful that he's going to be able to turn out enough to be able to make up the difference that he could lose in terms of how Trump could attack him on some of his more what he will describe as socialistic tendencies on issues like Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, and one part of the Green New Deal, which I think could be problematic for him, if not in the primary, certainly in the general election, and that is one of the things of the Green New Deal is that everyone has to have an electric car by 2030. And all transportation needs to be electric.
That's interesting. I couldn't get Adrian off the fence about this, but you think that the younger voters would not necessarily give the Dems a better shot in the general?
Oh, I think that they will support the Democrats, but you also have the potential for Trump to be able to move independent voters against Bernie on the Medicare for All and on the Green New Deal. For example, this position on by 2030, all electric cars, there's no telling what Trump could do with that issue, suggesting that auto workers are going to be losing their job.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Bernie Porn of the polling and research firm Epic MRA and Adrian Hemond, partner and CEO of Grassroots Midwest. Let's talk a little bit more about African-American voters, especially in Metro Detroit. Adrian Hemond, do you see the Sanders campaign making an even more concerted play for their votes so far this season?
No, not any more than they did last time. That's not to say that they're not investing effort in it. They certainly are. But that part of the campaign looks real similar to 2016. African-American voters in general, we have not been Senator Sanders' base of support. You know, he's done really, really well with Latino voters, and he's done really, really well with younger voters. But he's had some difficulty cracking into the black community in a significant way. I don't see much difference in that in the primary right now, I think because they're pretty confident they can win Michigan without changing their strategy too much. And I think they're right about that. For the general election, it's going to need to be an area of focus. You know, Bernie talked about this a second ago that, you know, the president won Michigan by about 10,000 votes in 2016. Coincidentally, turnout in the city of Detroit was down by about 10,000 votes in 2016.
Yeah. I noticed that Senator Sanders started speaking out a bit more about the water shutoffs in the city. But again, one or two references does not the entire electorate engage. Do either of you know how Bernie Sanders is polling versus Joe Biden in Michigan right now?
Based on the average of all polls done by 538, again, it's Bernie getting about 30%, Biden getting 18%, Bloomberg 16, Warren 12, Buttigieg 10, Globicar 5. So that's a 12-point difference between Sanders and Biden. And I think if, in fact, Biden is able to capture a large share of African-American voters, that may tighten up the race a little bit. And if, in fact, before Michigan, one or two of the more moderate candidates were to exit out of the race, well, that would certainly have an impact on Joe Biden's prospects.
That's absolutely right. Joe Biden needs people out of this race.
Such as? Who do you think would be his first choice other than Bernie Sanders?
Other than Senator Sanders getting out of this race, I think that Mayor Pete Buttigieg would be really good for Joe Biden to get out of this race. Obviously, he's polling okay, not great, but he's obviously playing for those same moderate voters that Joe Biden is. So I think him getting out of the race would be very, very helpful for Biden. I think Klobuchar is playing for those same sort of voters. She's obviously not polling as well, so not as helpful to Biden if she gets out.
I keep wondering, the 140 character assessments of the race are that older African-American voters go for Biden, younger African-American voters go for Bernie. But I keep wondering if that's really doing justice to the breadth of the African-American electorate, especially in Michigan right now. Adrian, have you seen anything that might suggest that maybe there are some different currents at play here that we should keep in mind?
Absolutely. The Bloomberg campaign is investing really, really heavily in black support in Michigan. A number of the senior folks working on the Bloomberg campaign in Michigan are African-American. They've invested a lot of money, not just in the city of Detroit, but in black communities throughout Michigan. They continue to ratchet up both the organizing and the advertising around the black community. A good example of that is up until 2 days ago, I was not hearing from the Bloomberg campaign on satellite radio. And now, you know, I listen to the NBA channel on satellite radio every morning on my way into work. And 2 days ago, I started hearing ads from the Bloomberg campaign that are very specifically targeted at African-American voters and his plan to increase black wealth. So I think that that's a sort of wild card here is, you know, how much black support is the Bloomberg campaign going to get, and how bad is that going to hurt Vice President Biden?
Gentlemen, is the Democratic primary in Michigan Bernie's to lose at this point?
I would say so. I would say so.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment. I think that, you know, short of a serious misstep by the Sanders campaign or something that's not being picked up in polling right now, I expect him to win Michigan. The question's by how much.
Well, I'll see you two at a watering hole of your choosing on election night, and we'll see how it plays out.
I love it.
Thank you both for your time. We've been talking with Adrian Hemond, a Democratic strategist and CEO of Grassroots Midwest. Good to talk to you.
Thanks so much.
And also Bernie Porn, partner and president of Epic MRA. Bernie, very nice to have you as always.
Anytime.